Well, thank you for inviting us here to Myrtle Beach Bible Chapel. We're going to have a little missionary report now, and then later on we'll have something deeper from the Word. Again, all related to the missionary work in Albania, but also North Korea. Yeah, if you have your Bibles, which you do, let's open up to Matthew 28 and just read a couple of verses that talk to us about the authority of Jesus. People ask us, why do you do what you do? Why did you leave America and go over to different strange places? Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So why do we go to strange places like Albania? And we went there just as it had opened up from communism. And why have you gone into countries like North Korea, which are still communistic? And I know you've prayed for us over the years, and we really are greatly appreciative of this, because without your prayers, who knows what would have happened. Well, we go to these places because Jesus commands us to go. It's by his authority. Now, as we think about Albania, there's the map. You can see Greece down below, and there's Albania kind of circled around. In 1993, we heard this call, and it's very true that people can hear the call of God. It's in your own heart, scriptures, circumstances, they just all come together. And you just realize, if I don't do this, if I don't respond to God's call, I'll be sinning. I mean, it's that clear in one's life. So we, in 1993, and Joel was just a young little fellow at that time, about 6 months old, we went to Albania. And if John was up here, he could tell you some more history about it. But basically, for 500 years, Albania was under the rule of the Ottoman Empire, which was the superpower of its time. Even Greece suffered under the Ottoman Empire for many centuries, didn't they, John?
450 years.
Yeah, so about the same time. And if you, by the way, we have a prayer card up here. You'll see us dressed in Albanian, you know, shirts, and a flag behind us, celebrating Albanian Independence Day. Independence from whom? The Ottoman Empire, back in 1912. After World War II, it became the worst of all the communistic regimes. When I say the worst, that's a true statement. They thought Russia was lukewarm. They thought China hadn't followed true Marxism. And this was all true. And that they were the purest communists. And in 1967, no other nation has done this that I know of, they declared themselves to be officially an atheistic state in the Constitution. Not even North Korea has that. North Korea will have, oh, you have freedom of religion. It's a big lie, but it's in the Constitution. But Albania said, we are not going to deal with the opium of the people, that is religion, and we are officially atheistic. When we went there in 1993, there were no known believers. And as far as we know, there was no underground church during those years. In North Korea, there'll be an underground church, but not in Albania. They were ruthless against all types of religion. It was the most closed country in the world. But suddenly, as God has the last word on things, it opened up. And in 1993, we went over. Now, we're in the Bible, is Albania mentioned? I have a lot of Bible scholars here. A lot of people spent years studying the Bible, so you must know the answer very quickly. Where in the Bible, okay, don't all stand up at once, all raise your hand at once, is Albania mentioned? Don't say to the ends of the earth, okay, yeah. It's actually in Romans 15:19. And in the power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, that's the ancient name of Albania, I have fully preached the gospel. So apparently the Apostle Paul went into that region in the first century. We don't know all the details by any means, but he did go there. Mm-hmm. If you're from a European background, in other words, your ancestors are from Europe, All Europeans should just take a moment and thank God for Albania. Did you know that? Yeah, it's quite amazing. The national hero who lived like 500 years ago is of the name Gjergj Kasarioti. That's the Albanian word. Gjergj is George. And Skanderbeu is the Turkish name that the Turks put on him. Skender is Alexander. And Beu means like a landowner. So that was his full name. And he was, like Daniel, taken to Turkey as a young boy, trained in the military. But when he got older, he abandoned the Turkish army and took his Albanian army back to Albania and resisted the Turkish invasion into Europe, particularly into the Balkans and on toward the rest of Europe, for 25 years. And the Pope at that time called him the champion of Christ because he saved us from Islam. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so his name was very famous at that time. And he saved not only Albania, but Europe from the advancing forces of the Ottoman Empire, which is today Turkey. But after his death, the Ottoman Empire overran all of Albania and started gradually inching up into Europe. And it was at the gates of Vienna in 1683 that the final battle was fought that stopped, finally, the Ottoman Empire, or else it would have overrun all of Europe. So, yeah, we should be indebted to our ancestors. Okay. Under communism, this was a former radar site. They were looking for American planes coming to attack them. And so there was the radar installation up there. And on another hill nearby, there were anti-aircraft weapons. But today, this is no longer. And today, it's the site of the main antenna site of Radio Logos. The Lord helped us to buy this mountain. And today, it's called Logos Mountain. All right, that's what least we've named it, you know. So the Lord has the final word in a lot of these things because it's his authority for us to go into countries like this. People ask about North Korea. Yes, we lived and worked there for about 8 years. In 2013, we first started going there. There's Joel at the border. It likewise is an oppressive communistic country. Perhaps the Lord has sent us to these such countries, communistic countries. It's similar to how communistic Albania used to be. In other words, it's still communistic. It's a police state. There are no personal liberties, just like Albania. There's great fear of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. And there's a lot of $1.50 spies. In other words, people are given a little extra in their wages to spy on their neighbors. And you might not know who these people are, but they know who they are, and they will listen to you complaining about the bread lines to get rations of your bread. And you say, the line is long, the bread is no good. Oh, well, you're reported, or anything else you say, and taken away down to the local police station and maybe something worse. So, yeah, it's still that way today, like Albania used to be. It was truly the hammer and the sickle type of environment, communism. It just surprises me how some people in the United States think this is the way to go. It's a bad idea. You'll regret it for generations. You'll become imprisoned to the atheistic philosophies of communism. And in these countries, whether it was in Albania or in North Korea, there was no light of the gospel. There's a greeting card from North Korea to the United States. You see what's, coming down? A missile on the United States. Now, you might say there are enemies, but no, they are not. The government, of course, is corrupt. But the dear people, they're souls for whom Christ has died. And I'll tell you, it was a real honor and privilege to be able to live there for those years. And we all had opportunities to speak to individuals about Christ. Maybe not as much as we can in Albania, but there were opportunities. You know, I went there as a university professor of mathematics. That's how we get in. And of course, Nancy, she was helping out. This was at a university we taught at, and she was like the human resource person. Joel was working in the coffee shop over there. So we had a lot of opportunities to speak to people about the Lord. Here's Nancy with a North Korean girl in the coffee shop, and she had a lot of conversations with her. In my lectures, of course, I tried to cast down evolution, any opportunity I had, and to create doubt in their mind that they came from monkeys, that maybe there is a God in heaven. I mean, it was great working there. We really loved it. But in 2020, something happened, and that something was what? Yeah, it's amazing how disrupting that was in the entire world. The country closed down. And so we could not return. And so we returned not to the United States, but to Albania. That's where our home is at. And sometimes we think, well, why did this happen? You know, just like things were just starting to go really well over there, and the doors are opening up, and boom, it's shut down. I don't have answers for such questions like that, but I do have a verse that's a very wonderful verse, Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. You just have to trust God when things like this happen. Disappointments. Now, you might think I'm crazy to think we were disappointed not being able to return to North Korea. A lot of people think we need to go to a shrink or something. But no, for the gospel's sake, you go to places like the black hole of Albania back in 1993. You go to places like North Korea. And by the way, one of the reasons we went to North Korea is because of that man back there. He sent me an email one day saying, maybe you and Nancy are crazy enough to think about this opportunity. And it was a link explaining how we could get into North Korea, I as a university professor. And I'll tell you, it was like the hand, when we read all this, it was like the hand of God reaching out and just grabbing us and drawing us to North Korea. So thank you, John, for being a great friend. And really, you know, that's what friends are for, to spur one another on to good works. And well, back in Albania, of course, you just don't sit there and, whine and say, oh, why can't we go back? Wherever you're at, as the old expression says, be there. And if you're in Myrtle Beach, be here. When the doors are open, be here. There's always plenty of work that needs to be done. Is that right, brother? Yeah. Visiting people, preaching, leading studies. And I tell you, Nancy's been very busy since we've been back, hosting weekly women's Bible studies, hospitality, children's work, and now a new opportunity has opened up for her to go to prison. Did I say that right, Tina? Yeah, there's a new women's prison opened up nearby, only about 15 kilometers away, and there's opportunity for her to go there. And I think when we get back in about 2 months, she'll be pounding on that door to go up there and speak to these dear women. Here's her with some of the women in the assembly, not all of them, after a women's study. And Joel, he's become a little deacon in the meeting. He's not so little now. He's 32 years old. But if he were here today, he'd be standing back there with the psalm books and handing the psalm books to everybody when they come in. And at the end of the meeting, he'd be taking the wine and the bread, taking it back to the kitchen and cleaning everything. And if there's extra bread, I'm sure he'd eat it, the holy bread, And he just does so many, he understands as a Christian that he needs to do his part. So he's there. He doesn't speak as much as, we do, but in his own way, he can speak. Sometimes he calls out songs and the Lord's Supper. I think he was ready today to do that. But he's a blessing, and we're so thankful God has given him to us. He does string art as well. He has work every day in the morning hours, and he goes to a place that helps people with disabilities, and he does string art. These are some of the things that he's done, right? You've done those things, right, Jill? Yeah. Yeah, so he's a lovely boy. And also we do a married couples meeting. You know, a lot of marriages are in trouble. And it's always good for an assembly to invest in the married couples. What we've done lately in the last year or two is once a month we have a married couple meeting. And one of the families will host in their home this meeting. We'll have a meal and then we'll have a study afterwards. And the couple chooses the couple in the Bible. There's a lot of couples in the Bible. And then we'll study that couple. Maybe it's Adam and Eve. Maybe it's Priscilla and Aquila. Maybe it's Lot and his wife. And then we'll study, you know, good things, the bad things about this couple to try to encourage our walk as a married couple. It's been a great study. Since COVID hit and we've been back in Albania, we've had dramatic expansion of Radio Logos. We're well beyond those towers that John climbed up now. You know, we've dismantled that tower, as a matter of fact. I bought it, you know, and it's someplace else now. So we've gone from 3 to 7 FM frequencies. You have some Christian radio stations here. One is Good News Network, GNN. And we just came from there before we came up here. And so we now cover a huge part of Albania and actually go into very deeply into North Macedonia. It's that roughly that region there. Now on the map you see Macedonia. And let me just give a word of explanation. Macedonia, biblically, you know, speaking, is the yellow part. All right. Now, today, you know, Greece has a border further south. You can kind of see the border there. And the northern part is called, you know, Macedonia. But in biblical times, it was much greater. Now, North Macedonia is a combination of Albanians and people who are of the Slavic background who moved down, you know, hundreds of years ago. And that region is used to be part of Yugoslavia, the southern Slavs, but now it's called North Macedonia. But our signal plows very deep into North Macedonia. And in that section of North Macedonia, they're generally speaking Albanian speakers. Not all, but generally speaking. And I'll tell you, whether we're talking about North Albania, and that's the northern part, you can see it on the map, or Macedonia, these places are in desperate need of the gospel. There's actually very few churches in North Albania. And even North Macedonia has great need. The Slavic people would be of the Orthodox background, kind of more the Russian Orthodox background, people who need the Lord in that area. So yeah, there's, you know, just not North Korea needs the Lord, but there's a lot of places that need the Lord. Many doors of opportunity for someone who might be thinking about world missions. You know, the verses we read in the beginning are a command of the Lord Jesus to go into all the world. Unfortunately, Nancy and I are just two individuals. And we're not omnipresent, even though we would like to be in so many different places. We just can't be in multiple places. God is looking for people today, even in Myrtle Beach Bible Chapel, to rise up and say, I'll go and help out in these areas. Because I tell you, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Now, as I mentioned, we have 7 FM signals that are operating, covering a huge part of Albania and into North Macedonia. But that's only one way that we put our signal out. We also use modern technology called the smartphone. And most people here have a smartphone, except for maybe one. Maybe a few don't. And you can put on these smartphones apps. And so what we've developed is an app for the Android phone and also for the iPhone. And if you look very carefully, and there's the code for these, up here, you can hit one button and listen to it in Albanian. Or you can hit the other button, and now you're listening to it in Macedonian. So we've also developed not only Radio Logos Albanian, but Radio Logos Macedonian. Now, this is a lot of work to have two radio stations running in two different languages. It's a lot of work. But I tell you, it's a way to get the gospel out. And you can, on this app, it's very unique. I mean, every radio station probably has an app. But this one is very unique, is that we also allow the listener to request songs. Up in the top part here, if you want a song in the Macedonian, you know, version or in the Albanian version, you just type in the artist or the song title, and then a list will come up, and then you can actually request it. And we have the radio set up, so after a few minutes, your song will be heard. Yeah, so I know of no other radio station that does this. So we try to do everything we can to attract, I won't say victims, you know, but, you know, listeners in to start hearing the gospel. We have great music. And this is like the playlist. I'm just showing you how that works there. Now, I did a quick check a couple days ago for the number of listeners that we had in February. And I noticed that we set our latest Radio Logos world record for the number of internet listeners. So this is just growing more and more. And so, I mean, it's just a blessing. It's just one way of many to get the gospel out. And I was just told yesterday by CMML, you get the CMML Missions Magazine, you know what I'm talking about, this lady, Sarah, she said, oh, your article on Macedonia, you know, North Macedonia, the radio station there, it will be coming out, I think she said, in April, the issue in April. So maybe that's coming out at the end of the month, I don't know. But very soon, you'll be able to read another article about this with more details, just how God led us to open up that radio station. But I say no more because she said, don't talk about this. Let this be a surprise. So just be looking for it in Mission Magazine. That's what the title will be, The Macedonian Call Today, How an Email Prompted a New Radio Ministry. It's a nice testimony how God led us. Kind of like John's, you know, email to us. There was another email helping us here. So, yeah, but you read that when it comes out. Some of our programs are through the Bible. It's in Macedonian. It's been translated. One Day at a Time by William MacDonald. You know William MacDonald. We have The Good Seed. It's kind of like a daily calendar reading. Dobro Seme is the Macedonian. Charles Stanley, he's translated into every language on the face of the earth, I think. Unshackled, you ever hear the programs? Unshackled, Pacific Garden Mission. Great testimonies, drunkards, wife beaters, and everything else, you know, and they get saved. People like that show. Artists of the Day, classical music we even have. Science, about science, throwing down evolution and so on. Yeah, so we try to do a lot of things. We even have incorporated, because that's kind of my background, things from AI, because you can really do a lot of things like announcements. It's not a real person, you know, but you can have. And this is because I don't have enough people in Macedonia that I know that can do this for me. So we're going to have to start generating these things by ourselves to kind of fill in the playlist. In Albania, it's no problem. We have a lot of people working, but not in Macedonia. So we need help. All right. Now, you say the future plans? Well, here's a great verse that's helped us over the years. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Spare not. Lengthen the cords and strengthen your pegs. So maybe an FM frequency in Macedonia, in Bitola. You know? Maybe there we'll do something. I don't know. We're praying about it. More frequencies in northern Albania. I mean, that's a desperate, dark area. Well, just how dark is northern Albania? You don't understand. Here, you don't see, you can't read it. It's in Albanian, but it's the Kanun of Lek Dukagjini. Kanun is Albanian for canon. It's like a set of laws written by this man named Lek Dukagini. And he was a prince, again, in the 1400s up in northern Albania. And they didn't have a central government, so he took the time to write down all the rules and regulations of society, which had been in existence well before the time he wrote them down. And these rules, this canon, continued during the Turkish rule, and its influence continues to this day. If you were to mention to any Albanian, do you know anything about this Kanun of Lek Dukagjini? Say no more. They all know about it. And it's very famous. For example, the word besa, that's an Albanian word. That's a word that I'm giving you my word of honor. And for example, a visitor comes to your house. Maybe you don't know this, but he's a criminal and he's just murdered somebody, but he comes to your house and says, may I come in? I've come for a visit. Unsuspectingly, you say, sure, come on in. You have a dinner. And all of a sudden, the police arrive outside, or the gang members that want to kill him. And they say, bring him out. You say, I'm sorry. I've given him my besa, my word of honor. And so long as he's in my house, no one can enter. Not even the police, not even the military to drag this guy out. That is how strong this is. Situations of murder, the canon, stipulates, in this Albanian expression, koka per koke, which means head for head, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, kind of out of the Old Testament law, where the relatives of the victim are obliged, it's not an option, to seek jakmaria, that is, blood revenge. If you know anything about the Hatfields and the McCoys over in Kentucky, that's what it sure sounds like. And this problem with this is that these create long-lasting blood feuds which just continue for not decades, but, centuries, until there's no more males left to kill. Mm-hmm. So what do people do? Well, oftentimes adult men, knowing that they're next, will stay in their homes permanently. Let their wife be the one that goes out. No male would go out. And because if they're in the home, they're under the besa. Or else they flee the country. You talk to any Albanian about this, and they say, it will still happen. Mm-hmm. Women are simply producers of offspring. No more. Property. This is from a testimony from a lady in prison where Nancy wants to go. She was married up in northern Albania, brutally mistreated by her husband. Just piece of property. But when a woman up there gets married, the father of the bride will put in her pie. A pie is a suitcase, a big suitcase, where she puts all her linens, things that she's going to take to her new home, her husband's home. But at the top of it, the father, not of the groom, but the father of the bride, puts a bullet. And the idea is, if my daughter is faithful, you have my permission to take this bullet, put it in your gun, and shoot her. She's dead. And you say, well, doesn't she get one for that? No. It's a one-way street. So she's just a piece of property, and she's living with a wretched husband, and he... after months, maybe years of mistreatment, he got so enraged one time recently with her, displeased over whatever she was doing, thinking she was lazy or whatever, that he beat her and attempted to douse her with gasoline and the children and set them all on fire. And he was in such a rage. Well, she didn't want any more of this, and so she pulled out a knife and murdered, during this moment of rage, her husband with a knife. Now, you don't understand how much trouble she's in. Because now the family of the husband, they're saying, well, our son just died. He didn't die by the hands of another man. He died by the hands of a woman. She's a goner now. Well, the police in this case did arrest her, tried her, and she was found guilty of murder. Forget what the husband was doing. And she was put in prison. And now what does a canon say about such a situation? Well, her family is obligated to disown her. Because if they, are taking her side, well, they're going to be next. They've got to take blood revenge off of somebody. And so, if a father comes to, take her side, well, it's lights out for him. She'll never see her children again. The family of the groom takes the children away. She'll never see them again. After prison, if she serves her term, I don't know how long it is, I forget, and she's let out, what will happen to her? Well, she'll probably not be living. Not much hope. But yet, women go up there, preach the gospel, talk to these ladies, and this woman got saved. Praise the Lord. An example of dark northern Albania. The canon says, kill this person. What's the Bible say? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Lord needs more people to go out overseas, to go to places like this. And maybe someone here today will be stirred in their heart. Let's just thank the Lord for this time. Thank you, Lord, for these few moments we've had together. Thank you for all the dear believers at Myrtle Beach Bible Chapel. I know they've prayed for us over the years, and I'm sure you've answered their prayers, and things that we've done have been a direct answer to their prayers. So we're grateful for that. I also pray for any soul here, any family that might be stirred up to think about world missions, or just work in their hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.